The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading for the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur. But woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if millstone were put around his neck, and he'd be thrown into the sea, and for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. If he wrongs you 7 times in one day, turns to you 7 times saying, 'I'm sorry,' you should forgive him." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "You have faith the size of a mustard seed. You would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When people that we love hurt us, our first instinct is not to forgive them often, is it not? When people hurt us, there's something in us that wants to strike back, to get back at them. But Jesus tells us a far better way in this gospel this morning. He tells us that we're imperfect. Every single one of us in here is a sinner. And because we do make mistakes, we need to be very compassionate and merciful to those who have hurt us. Now, that doesn't mean that we be a doormat for people, that we forget. But forgiveness is only possible if we choose to pray for those who have hurt us. And we are challenged very clearly in this gospel as well to not justify sinful behavior. We live in a culture now where anything goes, right? If it makes me happy, even if it's a sin, no big deal. That's not what Christ is telling us. Christ is telling us that he loves you so very much. He sees the good in you, and he's calling each of us to go to frequent confession, to repent of our sins, and to lead others to holiness. You know, my prayer is that when people encounter you, they will be a better disciple. I don't want anyone to leave an interaction with anyone here this morning and become a worse disciple, okay? We need to lead others to be better people. So this morning, Jesus is challenging us to be people who forgive one another and to turn away from sin. What sin is Jesus asking you to work on this morning? Let's just think of one area in our life that we're struggling with. Let's ask the Lord to give us the strength to turn away from sin and to lead others to holiness.